This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, Ron Paul nailed it. He said the coup against President Trump, the coup against America, is a CIA coup being run against America. The CIA has run coups against dozens of other countries over the last few decades, especially countries in Central and South America, by the way. And now the CIA is running a coup against America. And the so-called members of the media, who are actually just deep state liberal hacks, they are working for the CIA. I don't mean they're on the CIA payroll, but I mean their actions are carried out on behalf of the CIA. Everybody knows, well, I guess everybody in independent media knows, that CNN, for example, has a full-time CIA officer to oversee the network and make sure everything conforms to the CIA's narrative. And the same is obviously true with the Washington Post, which is little more than a propaganda front for the CIA. And the CIA, which has overthrown other countries around the world, now is trying to overthrow America. The deep state has become weaponized against America to try to destroy this republic from within. And they want to have an authoritarian, tyrannical regime. They want the deep state to run the country. And they cannot allow the American people to elect a president, especially one like Trump. And that's why they continue to work to destroy Trump. This is a CIA coup being run against President Trump for the purpose of defeating you, the voter. Remember, they don't want Trump. They want you. They want to control you, enslave you. Trump is just in the way. So they got to get Trump out of the way first so they can get you next. And think about what the CIA wants, this deep state cabal of globalists. They want open borders. They want to see America overrun. They want to see America destroyed. A lot of these deep staters are working for communist China, and they've been part of China's infiltration of Hollywood and universities and even the military-industrial complex. There are Chinese spies throughout all these systems and even in government. And there are communist spies in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate. There are communists working against the interests of America. And what's fascinating about the fact that Trump got elected and that all these efforts are now being rolled out to try to destroy Trump is that it is exposing the deep state for what it really is. It's bringing out the truth about the deep state that, frankly, most Americans never would have known if Hillary Clinton had been elected, because none of this would have been news. You wouldn't have heard about it. The deep state would have continued to operate in the darkness with its covert tactics of blackmail and threatening people and carrying out targeted assassinations and controlling the media. But now that Trump is president, they've become so desperate and they've resorted to so many tactics that they couldn't hide anymore. Now we know the deep state is out in the open. Now we know John Brennan is a deep state traitor who deserves to be, of course, arrested, indicted, and prosecuted for treason. But he's not the only one. It's a big list of deep state traitors who are pretending to be media hacks, who are pretending to be lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Every Democrat, or frankly, even a Republican, that votes for impeachment, when the House votes on that, because it's coming up, they're going to try to get it done. Any person who votes for that is a traitor. They are an enemy of the people, an enemy of America, because it's all been fabricated from the start. This Ukraine situation, the whistleblower, it's all the same script as the Russia Spygate hoax. It's all the same script. They put a bunch of spies in and around Trump, and then they have these spies fabricate false accusations. In this case, they just called the spy a whistleblower. It's not a whistleblower. It's a deep state spy who works for the CIA and who didn't have any firsthand knowledge of these events he's describing, by the way. And it turns out it was the CIA itself that altered the rules a month ago, a little over a month ago, to allow whistleblowers to report things of which they have no firsthand knowledge. That, it's all part of a script. Adam Schiff is part of the deep state. He is essentially working for the CIA. And now the intelligence community, the CIA, the FBI, and even elements of the DOJ have turned against America. They've turned against Trump. and they are trying to destroy this nation from within. The intelligence community has become the enemy of this country. They've been weaponized against this republic. And that's why they have to be taken out by the president. The president has got to, at some point, invoke the Insurrection Act and just declare mass arrests of all the traitors, all the CIA operatives who were part of this criminal conspiracy to try to take down this country. And it seems like at some point Trump will do that, because these people won't stop until they are forced to stop. The only way they're going to stop is if you put them in handcuffs. And that's exactly what needs to happen. There is a war taking place in America right now. Rush Limbaugh called it a cold war. Alex Jones has called it an intelligence state war against America, a deep state war. I would call it, you know, the opening salvo of a possible civil war. It is a war. And Trump has said it's a war as well, that there is a war being waged against America. And the perpetrators of that war are the CIA and all the puppets that work for the CIA, which includes liberal media hacks. It includes people at the Washington Post, the New York Times, the CNN, MSNBC, you know, NBC, and so on and so forth. All of these people, they are treasonous traitors, and they must be arrested, indicted, and prosecuted for treason, because that's what they have carried out. That's what they've done. They're guilty. You know, John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, you know, the list goes on and on. Peter Strzok, they're all traitors. They tried to carry out a coup and they got caught. So they're doubling down and trying to carry out another coup with this Ukrainian whistleblower situation. But they got caught again. The whole thing is fabricated. The American people aren't buying it. In fact, every time these deep state CIA operatives try to roll out another false narrative against Trump, all it really does is exposes their desperation and their deception. The American people are being awakened like never before. Never before in the history of our country have so many people woken up to the fact that there is an anti-America, anti-freedom, deep state cabal, a treasonous cartel of operatives across the intelligence community. And their aim right now is to destroy democracy so that they can establish dominant authoritarian rule that no one can ever challenge. And by the way, you see all these resignations of Republicans from Congress right now? There have been over half a dozen. I know what's happening. The deep state is finding dirt on them, because the deep state is going through all their emails and phone calls and texts, photos, social media accounts, everything of them and their families, and they are blackmailing them, telling them they have to resign or the blackmail will be released. The Republicans are being blackmailed out of Congress. The deep state is running that. And by the way, they ran the same scam on Supreme Court Justice Chief Roberts. Yep, Roberts has been compromised. And by the way, Jeff Sessions was compromised as well. And many others, probably John McCain and Senator Flake and others, massively compromised by the deep state. But the deep state only does this kind of weaponization targeting of Republicans, never Democrats. So Democrats are allowed to carry out any crimes they want, any kind of even, you know, child pedophilia, rape, anything the Democrats want to do. Joe Biden is allowed to carry out corruption, money laundering, bribery with Ukraine to pay off his son. You know, Joe Biden is allowed to shake down China for money. Joe Biden can do anything he wants. Never is prosecuted, never even reported on, because there is no press in America today, not among the mainstream media. The press is dead. The media is dead. It's only the independent media that is actually practicing journalism. But the mainstream media hacks, who are all working for the CIA in their actions, they cover up the crimes of Democrats. And then they fabricate the fake crimes of Republicans. I mean, think about it. The Democrats right now are demanding that Trump be indicted for daring to demand an investigation into the collusion crimes of Joe Biden, while those same Democrats want to elect Joe Biden, who actually carried out those crimes. So the Democrats want their criminal in the White House, and anyone who dares to try to investigate the criminals is said to be a bad person and has to be impeached. and so on and so forth. It's now looking into the crimes of Democrats is now an impeachable offense in America. That's what the CIA has done. That's what the Democrats are running. That's their scam. They're literally saying that Trump is violating law by even looking into who is this whistleblower, what are his ties to the CIA, what are his ties to the DNC and Hillary Clinton and so on. So now, again, if you even question the crimes of Democrats, then you have to be impeached, according to the Democrats. That's what it's come to. And that's why the American people are sick and tired of this. And that's why the American people want to see the entire swamp drained. Fire or prosecute all of them at the highest levels of the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ. Clean them all out. Fire them all. Shut down the departments. Start fresh. Go find people from middle America who haven't lived in Washington, D.C., who aren't part of the swamp. Get some non-swamp creatures for a change to come in and actually apply the rule of law and actually go after the criminals. Because D.C. has become so infested with the cancerous nature of these swamp creatures, with their filthy corruption and lies and deception, that seemingly no one in D.C. can be trusted to have power ever again, except perhaps Trump himself. And he is wielding his power to try to defend us from the tyranny of power gone bad, which is what the Democrats want. That's what they demand. If the Democrats were in charge right now, it'd be over for America. They'd destroy everything, including your rights and freedoms, by the way, your right to speak, your right to even exist. And that's why Trump needs our support. Continue to support President Trump and listen to my podcast at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless America, and pray that Trump gets reelected and continues to drain the swamp. Thank you for listening.
Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.